As you have heard by now, Israel's cabinet approved that ceasefire deal. News Nation's Robert Sherman is in Tel Aviv today. Robert, hello to you. Can you tell us any more about this? Do we know when hostages will be released?
Yeah, we're looking at a time period of about tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon or evening here, local time, a little bit earlier than in the day for you all in Chicago. I've got to say that, I mean, this is, you talk to Israelis on the ground here, there is truly the sentiment of, well, I'll believe it when I see it, because I mean, we've heard these rumblings for days on end that a deal could be coming, and it took until last night to finally get something. But people won't believe that hostages are coming home until they walk out of the Gaza Strip and are back in the arms of their loved ones. That is the feeling on the ground here. And I would also say is that, I mean, there isn't unanimity in terms of perspective on all of this. There are some who contend that a deal should not have been cut and that the Israelis should have continued pushing forward for fear that Hamas will have the benefit of being able to regroup. And then there are others who believe that any deal that can be made to save any life, to get any hostage out, needs to be made. So you have two different trains of thoughts here. But for the most part, people are feeling good that some of these hostages will be coming home.
50 hostages. Do we know who they are yet?
They're women and children, and that's a good question to ask as well, is, you know, who is on this list. I got to tell you that we're hearing from a lot of hostage families who are saying, I hope my loved one is on the list, but I don't know. I mean, just because, you know, their loved one might be a woman or a child, people still don't know. People are still waiting for the list to come out of who's coming home.
And there had been some talk that as the ceasefire goes on, if it's successful, perhaps more than 50 would be released. What can you tell us about that?
That's the incentive deal that is kind of in place here that the Qataris have talked about, in which, hypothetically speaking, if Hamas were to release another 10 hostages on day 5, then the ceasefire would last another day. Or more pointedly, for every 10 additional hostages, roughly, that Hamas chooses to release, then another day of ceasefire would be granted. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see if there's interest in that. I mean, remember, you know, you had two different groups with two different self-interests here, and Hamas certainly doesn't want to give up their bargaining power, but we'll see.
And the deal also involves the release of 150 Palestinians, including women and children. Is that still what you're hearing there, Robert?
Yeah, that's our understanding. We're waiting to get a bit more information on that, but we know that there have been a lot of operations conducted by the Israelis, you know, leading to arrests of Palestinians, not just in Gaza, but in the West Bank. And you've seen this a lot over the last few months, even before this war began. So some of these people have been in Israeli custody for a long time. We're still working to get exactly who some of these folks are. But yes, broadly speaking, women and children.
And in the meantime, Israel is continuing their offensive in the Gaza Strip, aren't they?
For now, I mean, we'll see exactly, you know, how all of this happens here. You know, I mean, we're anticipating that ceasefire will go into effect within 24 hours. But I think to speak more broadly to your point, Bob, is that the prime minister is making it abundantly clear that the second that the ceasefire is over and the clock runs out, the operation starts back up again. Because, I mean, they're framing these two objectives as equal. One is getting every hostage home, the other is destroying Hamas. And they say that they don't want to lose sight of that, and they want to make it abundantly clear that they will be back in action as soon as there's no reason for them to stay on the sidelines.
News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Appreciate the reporting as always, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.